everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and I'm pretty sure your English will improve today. Well, we are going to continue our tour through the beautiful tropical country of Costa Rica. So I hope you're ready to follow along with your magazine, because there is a lot to learn. Well, yesterday, we took a look at a famous biological reserve there whose trees hide more than 400 species of birds. Do you remember the name of that beautiful bird we mentioned? Yes, the quetzal. I would love to see one of those. Well, of course, you could also hike up one of the many volcanoes that Costa Rica has to offer, and that's the first thing we'll discuss today, the Areno Volcano National Park. And we'll also learn about the town of Nusara, which has magnificent beaches. So let's join Gabe and begin.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gabe, and I'm ready to be your tour guide yet again.
So, Gabe, or should I say my tour guide, have you ever been to a volcano?
As a matter of fact, I have. I often take people up Mount Arenal, which is a very famous volcano right here in Costa Rica.
Well, I think I would like to check out that volcano myself.
Well, Rebecca, you're in luck because we will be talking about this volcano in our first reading for the day. So, let's get started.
Costa Rica, Arenal Volcano National Park. Arenal used to be Costa Rica's most active volcano with consistent lava flows. Nighttime visitors could watch the bright red lava creep down the mountainsides. While that is no longer true, the park is still worth a visit. Trails in Arenal Volcano National Park pass through the forest and old lava fields. Keep your eyes open for monkeys and colorful parrots when hiking.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要来看的是 consistent 这个形容词。Consistent 是指一贯的、始终如一的或者是坚持的。例如 there has been consistent progress in this student's learning. 这个学生的学习一直有持续性的进步。它的名词是 consistency, C-O-N-S-I-S-T-E-N-C-Y, 意思是指一致、一贯性或者是符合。例如 Louis's work lacks consistency, so nobody dares to hire him as a photographer. Louis 的作品的水准时好时坏，所以没有人要雇佣他做摄影师。继续我们看的是 creep 这个动词。creep 是指缓慢前进、捏手捏脚的前进、爬行或者是蠕动。注意它的过去式和过去分词是 crept, C-R-E-P-T。例如 the girl crept into her dorm room after curfew。这个女孩在宿舍宵禁的时间之后偷偷地溜进自己的宿舍房间。或者是 the spider slowly crept up to the top of the tree. 这只蜘蛛慢慢地爬上了树梢。或者是 the traffic always creeps along on the freeways on Monday mornings. 周一早上高速公路上的车辆总是慢吞吞地前进。
How very exciting, learning about volcanoes, and we even have a picture of lava creeping down a mountain. We'll get to that soon. But first, Arenal used to be Costa Rica's most active volcano with consistent lava flows. Rebecca, are you curious about volcanoes?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually very curious. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm very fascinated by volcanoes and this word active.I kind of want to talk about this word active because typically when I hear this word, I think of children who are very active, like my little niece. She is so active. She's like running all over the place. That's what we're talking about, right?
Well, yes, children can be active, but when you're talking about a volcano, Of course, a volcano cannot run all over the place like children. However, if a volcano is active, that means it has erupted within the past 10,000 years. That may seem like a long time. We don't want volcanoes to erupt often, of course. They can be quite dangerous, but that is an active volcano. But volcanoes also have other states. Do you know what another volcanic state is?
Well, I actually had a question. So what happens if a volcano hasn't erupted within the last 10,000 years?
Hasn't at all erupted in the last 10,000 years? We'll get to that.
Oh.
But first, let's talk about a dormant volcano.
Dormant! That's what I was trying to think of, dormant.
Yes, a dormant volcano has erupted in the last 10,000 years, but it's not erupting now. It's not active right now, but people think it will erupt again. That's a dormant volcano. Rebecca, you're thinking of an extinct volcano.
Yes, so an extinct volcano is a volcano that has not erupted within the last 10,000 years. And sometimes we say the volcano is a dead volcano.
That's right.
Meaning that it won't erupt anymore.
It will never erupt anymore. That's what people think. That is an extinct volcano. So, we have three kinds of volcanoes. Active, dormant, and Rebecca?
And extinct. We got the three stages of the volcano.
That's right. So, we continue here learning about this lava flow. Nighttime visitors could watch the bright red lava creep down the mountainsides. And I just want to give you a little glimpse of what this might look like when you see this bright red lava creeping or flowing pretty slowly.
Like right here. Wow, that looks kind of scary, actually.
You don't want to get too close to that, Rebecca.
Wait, I thought you were taking me to a volcano, Gabe. Is it going to look like this with lava flowing down it?
Well, Rebecca, maybe. Would you like to be this close to a volcano?
Well, no, because I'm told the lava is very hot, and if I touch it, it would burn me.
Well, that's true. So don't get too close. Especially to an active volcano. All right, many cities in the past have been buried by the lava of volcanoes. Well, what does our lesson say next?
Our lesson says, while that is no longer true, the park is still worth a visit.
Wait a minute, what is no longer true, Rebecca?
Well, I think that it's referring to in the sentence before, which talks about the bright red lava creeping down the mountainside of the volcano. It's no longer true that this volcano is active, meaning that the lava flows down. So it's safe to hike.
All right, so you can maybe get a little closer than you used to be able to. Well, let's take a look at that phrase and use it. It's no longer something. That means it's not happening anymore. So, for example, the store used to be in business, but the store is no longer in business. It closed.
That's very unfortunate. Or you could say, unfortunately, I'm no longer taking piano lessons. It just got a little too expensive.
All right. Well, we're continuing to learn about this volcano. You can hike the trails close by. And we read here, keep your eyes peeled. Actually, I said that word. It says here, keep your eyes open. But we want to talk about this phrase. I think it's a good phrase to know. Keep your eyes peeled for something.
So I should just do this, right?
Yes, it's a very strange phrase.
Peeling my eyes.
Because when you peel your eyes, that's not very comfortable. However, what it means is that you're watching carefully for something. For example, I lost my keys. Rebecca, please keep your eyes peeled for my keys.
Yes, I will definitely keep my eyes peeled. In case I see your keys, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Or you could say, if you find yourself wandering around the deserted mountainside, keep your eyes peeled for snakes and spiders.
Okay, well, does this word keep here mean what we think it means? Let's see what the guys have to say about this in the info cloud.
One thing that causes headaches for language learners is dictionaries. How many of you have ever gone to your English dictionary thinking you'll find the meaning of a word or phrase only to come up empty-handed?
I know I have. Dictionaries are a great resource to help us along with our language learning, but they can only take us so far.
Right. A dictionary will tell us that the words high and tall are similar, but it won't tell us what makes them different.
That's right. For example, Both words can be used to describe a building, but not a basketball player.
Another dictionary headache is when a word's primary meaning is far from the way it's used in everyday life.
Let's take a look at the word see. A study run by the University of Birmingham revealed that although we may use see's primary meaning to use one's eyes much more often, English speakers use see for the idea of knowing.
I see what you mean. Okay, how about the word keep? Its primary meaning is to retain.
But it's actually used much more in the sense of continuing. Hey everyone, keep practicing your English.
我们学英文碰到难题时，第一个动作往往是去查字典。问题是，字典真的能够解决我们遇到的难题吗？当我们找到一个字时，往往会发现它有很多个定义。我们必须在众多的定义中找出那个字的正确定义。像 see 这个字有十几个定义，它的第一个定义是看见，但 see 最常被用到的意思却是了解、领悟的意思。keep 也是一样，它的第一个定义是持有，但 keep 最常被使用的定义却是持续、维持的意思。另外，字典能告诉我们两个字有类似的意思，但不会进一步的解释两个字含义的差别。像 high 跟 tall 都是高的意思，但它并不会告诉我们 high 不能用来形容一个人的身高。因此，学英文不只要有一本好的字典，还要有一位好的英文老师。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hello and welcome back to the happiest studio on earth. We are learning more about Costa Rica today, and specifically about one of the volcanoes there. I would love to go hiking through the national park, but I'd probably be a little nervous. It might be dormant, but who knows what might happen. Well, now we're going to another kind of scenery, beaches.Do you like beaches? So do I. So let's continue reading.
Costa Rica. Nosara. Magnificent beaches can be found in Nosara. Near the village of Ostional lies Playa Ostional.This black sand beach is a large nesting area for one kind of sea turtle. From May to November, hundreds of turtles come at night to lay their eggs on the beach. At Playa Guiones, you can swim and surf in the warm water. At the very south end of the beach is situated one of the world's few pink sand beaches. There you can discover tide pools, which are perfect for snorkeling.Don't miss all this beautiful country has to offer.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 magnificent 这个形容词 ,M-A-G-N 这个字根有伟大的意思，所以 magnificent 是指壮丽的、宏伟的或者是伟大的。例如 My trip to Africa was the most magnificent trip I've ever taken. 非洲的旅行是我到目前为止最精彩的旅行。或者是 The magnificent view of Mount Fuji took our breath away. 富士山壮丽的景色让我们屏息。所以我们要来看的是 surf 这个动词。surf 是指冲浪。例如 Ellen went surfing in the Philippines last week. Ellen 上周去菲律宾冲浪。或者是 Charlie surfs and dives a lot.Charlie 常常冲浪和潜水。Surf 也可以指在网络上浏览，例如 Patricia surfed the internet to find a gift for her sister for her birthday. Patricia 在网络上浏览要寻找送给姐姐的生日礼物。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Yes, don't miss all that this beautiful country has to offer. And of course, when many people think of Costa Rica, they think of the beaches. And Nosara is a wonderful place to go to the beach.
Gabe, what exactly are you wearing? Are you trying to be like a fish or something with your flippers?
No, I'm not trying to be a fish, Rebecca. I'm getting ready to go swimming in the ocean.
We're going to the beach.
Yes, the perfect place for snorkeling and for swimming. But first, we need to take a look at some of these phrases to help you out with your English. Magnificent beaches can be found in Nosara. Let's take a look at that phrase. If something can be found somewhere, that means you can find it in that place.
Now, talking about beaches, do you know what can be found at the beaches? Seashells. Seashells can be found at the beach. I bet you've never seen seashells there.
Well, of course I've seen seashells at the beach. Now, or maybe you're talking about a specific beach. Turtles can be found at this beach. Or talking about other things, like maybe, oh, have you been to the Xingzhou Zoo?
I was thinking of that.
Ostriches can be found at that zoo.
Well, I was thinking that elephants can also be found at that zoo.
Oh, interesting.
Or maybe even giraffes?
Yeah.
Look. Oh, we're on the same page.
We are on the same page here.
Yeah. Thinking about the zoo and animals.
That's right. Day 18 here. Now, we're continuing to learn about this beach, and we see near the village of Ostional, what a wonderful Spanish word, lies Playa Ostional. Playa basically means beach. The black sand beach is a large nesting area for one kind of sea turtle. And we read, from May to November, hundreds of turtles come at night to lay their eggs on the beach.
Now, we need to pause for just a moment because we want to talk about this phrase from sometime to another time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great phrase to know and a great phrase to use. Now, what are some other ways that you can use this phrase?
For example, maybe you want to visit Japan. You'd love to see some cherry blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from March to May, that's the perfect time to visit Japan, is from March to May. Then you can see the cherry blossoms.
Or maybe you're going on a trip. Let's say you're going to France. You could say, I'm going to France from June 15th to August 30th. That would be a great trip. I think I would enjoy spending all that time in France.
Well, you could visit France after you go to Costa Rica. We read here, at the very south end of the beach is situated one of the world's few pink sand beaches. Very curious that. Well, I think we need to take a closer look at this sentence with Liz.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at this sentence. At the very south end of the beach is situated one of the world's few pink sand beaches. What the writer is saying is that one of the world's few pink sand beaches is situated at the very south end of the beach. But notice the pattern in today's sentence. Location is situated something. Normally, when we talk about something being situated, it's in the passive voice, and that something is the subject. But in this sentence pattern, the subject comes after the verb. In other words, this pattern is in reverse order. Instead of the usual subject, then the verb, we have the verb and then the subject. So why is that? This pattern is a good one to use when you want to introduce a special place. You begin by mentioning where it is before you announce what that exact place is. For example, in the middle of the town is situated one of the world's oldest clock tower. Or, at the base of the mountain is situated an ancient military fortress. And that's all the time we have for today. I'm Liz, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, our lesson reads, there you can discover tide pools, which are perfect for snorkeling. And of course, if something is perfect for something, that means that it's very appropriate.
That's right. For example, many people love the hot springs of Beito. Well, the hot springs of Beito are perfect for visiting in the winter.
I would definitely agree with you. Well, right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit.
Have you ever wanted to hike up a volcano?
No, not really.
Or walk in the clouds?
I've never really thought about it.
Or perhaps you'd like to see turtles on the beach?
Perhaps. Why do you ask?
Because you can do all those things in Costa Rica. It's an amazing place.
Costa Rica, huh?
Yes, there's a cloud forest with more than 400 species of birds.
400 different kinds?
Yes, and you can hike the canopy pathways or fly on a zip line.
A zip line?
There's an active volcano there, too. During the day, you can see smoke coming from the mountaintop.
Smoke?
Yes. And at night, you can see bright red lava creep down the mountainside.
Hot lava?
Keep your eyes open. You might see monkeys and colorful parrots. Hello?
Whoa, monkeys and parrots. Hello?
And magnificent beaches with black sand.
Black sand?
Yes. Hundreds of turtles come at night to lay their eggs.
Turtles laying their eggs.
And you can swim and surf in the warm water.
Ooh, I like swimming and surfing.
There's even a beach with pink sand.
Pink sand?
Yes. It's perfect for snorkeling.
Wow, Costa Rica. It really is amazing. What are we waiting for?
Some money?
Oh, yeah.
We're in Costa Rica at the country's most active volcano site, Arenal, which has had consistent lava flow since 1968. During the day, you can see smoke coming from the mountain, and at night you can see lava, bright and red, creeping down the hillsides. You can even explore the area in Arenal Volcano National Park, where the trails take you to old lava fields and the surrounding forest area. Monkeys and parrots are all about. And then perhaps you want to go to a beach. Well then, head to some of the magnificent beaches in Nosara. There is a black sand beach which is home to a large nesting area of one kind of sea turtle. And from May to November, you can see hundreds of turtles laying their eggs on the beach at night. You can also swim and surf there. And one of the world's few pink sand beaches is at the very south end of the area. Find tide pools that are perfect for snorkeling. There's so much to do and so little time. If you find yourself in South America, be sure to check it out. Bye for now.
All right, so after having learned all about Costa Rica, what would you most like to do here, Rebecca?
I think I'm ready to check out that volcano. I love hiking.
Yes, me too.
You want to do that too?
Yes, let's do that.
So let's do that.
And let's go right now.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, right now.
All right, friends, thank
moment.
You so much for joining us. We'll yes. see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
How are you going to go hiking with that?
Yeah, we got to go hiking.